Jo.
Tasmin mahan mukaritam adubhicharita piyusasesa sarita parita sravanti tayevi panti avatrisan ripagaldakanai tanas prisanti asanatrit bayasokamoha.
Remember?
Tasmin mahan mukaritam adubhicharita piyusasesa sarita parita
No.
sravanti. Tayevi vantyavitri sonri pagada karnai tana sprisantya sanatrit bayaso kamoha.
Very good.
Madhu.
Madhuvischaritra.
Madhuvischaritra.
Tasmin mahan mukaritam madhuvischaritra. Piyusasesa-sarita-parita-sravanti tayevi-vantya-vitriso-nipagadakarnai tanna-sprisantya-sanatrit-vayasoka-moha.
Brinde.
Tasmin-maham-mukarita-madhubi-charita piyusasesa-sarita-parita-sravanti tayevi-vantya-vitriso-nipagadakarnai tanna-sprisantya-sanatrit
You also.
Tasmin maham mukarita madhubi charitra piyusha shesha sarita parita shravanti daye pivanti aritri soni pagada karmai tanas vishanti asana tri maya soka moha.
You have remembered?
Yeah. Tadvidi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te gyanam gyanina tasvadarshina.
Jo.
Tadvidi pranipatena paripasnena sevaya upadekshanti te gyanam gyanina tasvadarshina.
What is the meaning?
Search for a bona fide guru. Approach him with, serve him, surrender to him, paripatena, ask good question, Pariprasnena and serve him, Sevaya.
Then what becomes?
That because you have seen the absolute truth, Tattva Darshina, and he can give you the knowledge.
Okay. Approach a bona fide guru. We have seen Bhagavan, so he can give you the. Serve him and ask him
relevant questions.
What is the meaning of pranipatena?
Pranipatena, it means approach, surrender to a guru.
Doing pranam.
Pranam.
Sastang. Sastang pranam, you know, by
full prostration.
Uh-huh.
And?
Serve him. Sevaya.
Very good. Now meaning?
Tasmin mahan mukaritam madhubik charitra. Here, Narada Rishi is explaining to King Prachini Varhit, after he has explained to the king that this world is like a big forest full of danger. He explained to the king the history of King Puranjana. But king could not really understand what is the exact meaning of this allegory. Yeah. So Narada Rishi explained bit by bit what is the meaning of the history of the living entity coming in this material world, how he forgets who is his real friend, how he is misguided, always wanting to enjoy sense gratification. And when he arrives in the human form of life, which is the best opportunity to come out of this cycle of birth and death, then he should tasmin mahan mukaritam madhubik charitra. One should go there, yeah, where the great sages, saintly persons, pure devotees are constantly glorifying the character and the activities, the pastimes of Sri Krishna, who is the killer of the demon Madhu. Yeah, Madhu, is that correct? There, in that association, the Harikatha, yeah, is flowing like nectar, like rivers which are unstoppable. Yeah, so in that association, when one is so fortunate to have a taste for hearing Harikatha, he will not be influenced at all. Yeah, he will be completely saturated and satisfied with hearing Harikatha. He will forget, yeah, what is hunger, what is thirst, what is illusion, what is fear, and what is lamentation. Yeah, he will not longer be influenced by the activities of the time which we see in this material world, present, past, future, all these things. He will only be absorbed and so fortunate to have a taste for hearing Harikatha, and this will be his end of the sojourn in this material life.
Very good.
Sri Narad Rishi is explaining that the Harikatha that comes from the mouth of a pure Vaishnav is like a flowing river that always is flowing and overflooding. And one who listens to that as if they're thirsty for this Harikatha, and that thirst can never be satisfied, and they listen with great attention, then all hunger, material hunger, material thirst, and fear, illusion, and lamentation go away.
Very good.
He's saying that in the assemblies, in the assembly of great saints, unlimited rivers of nectar flow from their lotus mouths in the form of Sri Harikatha. And those fortunate persons who continuously drink through their ears from this river of nectar about the Leela, Nam Rup Guna Leela of Sri Krishna, who is Madhubi, the killer of the Madhu demon, those people, they become completely free from bhaya soka moha, from fear, illusion, lamentation.
And hunger and thirst.
And hunger and thirst.
So here,
Srinagar
Muni is explaining King Pachinibari, the explanation of the story of King Puranjan. And upon request, he's telling that the way to get out of this bodily conception of life is to always be eager to be in the association of the great Mahats, the devotees who are always telling Harikatha. And what kind of Harikatha? Their mouths are overflowing with nectar, surplus nectar of Harikatha, which is like the rivers going everywhere. And the Harikatha is about Sri Krishna's pastimes and activities and character. And Krishna, who is the killer of Madhu, means the demon who is personification of bewilderment, that will be killed. And what kind of and then how one can attain this nectar through the ear, through the holes of the ear, by attentively listening, then their hearts become purified, and then they will not be touched by hunger, by thirst, neither lamentation.
Yeah, what meaning Sangam? Hunger. Hunger?
Hunger. Asana, prit, hunger and thirst
means
that he will not think of his bodily needs anymore.
What sense we get?
Gratification
and other things, and worldly anything.
Any worldly attachments. So all these material conceptions will be forgotten, and his fear about what's happening in the future, his lamentation what happened in the past, and
tissue.
Illusion about the presence that will be totally destroyed.
Very good. You.
So So in this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, Narada Rishi is telling that in assemblies of great saints, unlimited rivers of pure nectar are flowing from their lotus mouth, and these rivers are in the form of the description of character, pastimes and qualities of Sri Krishna, and those who drink with, without satiation from their 30 years will never feel any more angry or thirst, and will be free from lamentation, fear, and illusion.
Wow, very good. You?
So this verse is describing how this rikata coming from the heart and coming out from the mouth of the saint, great saint, is like a river of pure nectar overflowing everywhere. And those who are there listening to this Mahasangha, this Arikata, they are like, through ears, they will drink, you know, this Arikata and take in the heart. So inside their heart, all the fear about how will be the future, how will maintain myself, how will take my family like this, will go away, and they will overcome lamentation also, and fear, and anger, no, anger, and illusion from this material world.
Very good.
Lila Prashtava.
No need, he knows.
He has no
why you make late? Sleeping?
No, I was awake.
In the way?
No, I was
taking bath and all this. Try to rise early. Early to rise and early to
early
sleep.
To death, early to rise, make a man healthy, wealthy and wise.
What means?
In this verse,
doesn't mean more.
In
this verse?
First the first.
Tasmin mahan mukharitan madhubicharita piyusha sesa sarita parita savanti saye pi pancha vitrisho nirpagadh karne staye prasatya vitrisho vidbhaya shoka moha. So, Narada Muni, I think, is speaking this verse.
Prachin Bharhi.
Speaking Prachin Bharhi. And saying that if you go to the place where the Bhagavat, the great devotees of the Lord, are speaking Madhubit Charitra, the pastimes of Madhubit, the killer of the Madhu demon. And if you go there where these Harikathamrita is flowing like a river all around, and if you drink with ever-increasing thirst of this Harikatha, then you will never experience a hunger, fear, thirst, or delusion.
For tomorrow, nityardhidena vittena durlabhena atmrityuna
grihat
pasubhi kasadhi. You remember? You must...
Half.
You?
Yeah, I remember.
Achha, for them?
Manmana bhava madbhakto.
Achha. Manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaji mang namaskaro. Tomorrow for this. Now my cold has gone. Very cold. Still fingers are cold. Anything for me? Nothing.
Today, Father's Day. You have to give presents to your father.
Father's Day is getting break. On Father's Day, no work.
Likhe koti koti pranam, koti koti dandavat. Please forgive our offenses. Please bless our best of to be always in association of your devotees. Thakar jana asiribad. Touch it. our million dandavas and thanks to you to coming our house, in coming our Houston, and to giving Harikatha, and it had other Dhanachya, Dhanavar Janachya, Yagdin Besi Theke Gelen, but our Bhagya Gotha, আমাদের ঘরে যে আপনার ঘরে এসেছেন আপনি যেন কোটি কোটি শতকোটি ধন্যবাদ এই আর কি আবার এক বছর যেন উদ্ভিদ অপেক্ষা করে আসছি কখন আপনি আসবেন
নিশ্চয় গৌত্র হেমানন্দ
Do you have any questions? No. Chant and go and chant your mantra. This is very nice, very told, because we don't know how to hear.